This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
From one big bank to another, J.P. Morgan Chase wants a buyer for its commodity business. The deal could be worth about $2 billion for the bank. Commodities have been profitable for banks in the past, but now several are changing course. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Banks do more than trade commodities. Duke University finance professor Campbell Harvey says their holding companies will actually take possession of the physical commodities like aluminum or oil.
So it might be that you own tankers that sit offshore filled with oil waiting for the price to rise. Most people don't associate that kind of business with a traditional banking business.
Government regulators aren't crazy about the idea either. Law professor Michael Barr teaches at the University of Michigan. He says the feds are reconsidering whether the bank should be in the commodity business.
If it's traded for short-term swings and profit, commodities trading could be one of the activities that would be curtailed by the Volcker Rule.
J.P. Morgan and other banks have been looking for an exit. Harvey says it would be good for the banking industry to move away from commodities. He worries that risky bets on commodities could result in another round of bank bailouts. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.